Welcome. In this deep dive, we're looking ahead to a future where eyewear, it does more than just, augment our reality. It begins to understand it. We're moving beyond augmented reality into the realm of activity recognition.
This is an area with significant potential. These EOG glasses, they have the capacity to offer really detailed insights into our daily routines, behaviors. It really surpasses the capabilities of devices like, devices such as smartwatches that primarily focus on metrics such as step count.
Our primary source today is a research paper from UBCom 2014. It's a well-regarded conference that focuses on ubiquitous computing. The researchers investigated how commercially available EOG glasses could be utilized for recognizing common activities. They specifically used Gina Jimps Bean glasses, which, at the time, were on track for consumer release.
And this paper is noteworthy because it, transcends theoretical exploration. It conducts practical testing of commercially available glasses within a, real-world context. The researchers demonstrate that these Jimps Bean glasses can utilize EOG and head movement data to recognize activities.
Before we kind of delve into the specifics of the study, could you explain the mechanics of EOG for those who might not be familiar with the concept?
Sure. Electroculography, EOG, measures the difference in electrical potential between the front and back of the eye. The eye functions in a way similar to a small battery, and the electrical potential will fluctuate as the eye moves. By placing electrodes strategically around the eye, we can capture these, minute changes, and that allows us to track eye movements with a high degree of accuracy.
So these Jimps Bean glasses, they have embedded electrodes.
Correct. The paper specifies three electrodes, one on each side of the nose and another positioned between the eyes. The placement of these electrodes is, it's critical. It enables the glasses to detect both horizontal and vertical eye movements.
And this method, if I'm understanding this correctly, it's non-invasive for the user. There's no need for, bulky equipment or awkward headgear.
Yeah.
Figure one in the paper really visually reinforces this. It showcases the glasses' discreet and stylish design.
Yeah. And that discreet design is paramount, for user adoption. Individuals are more inclined to embrace technologies that seamlessly integrate into their lives without drawing undue attention.
These activities, typing, eating, reading, and talking, why these activities? Was there a specific reason they chose these?
These activities, they represent a spectrum of everyday actions, each characterized by distinct eye movement patterns. For instance, when you're typing, it often involves swift horizontal saccades. That's as the eyes scan back and forth between the keyboard and the screen. Eating, on the other hand, that necessitates more focused downward gazes. And then reading typically involves smooth pursuits and fixations as the eyes track the flow of text.
So it's almost as if our eyes are subtly revealing the nature of our actions, often without our conscious awareness even. And did the researchers look into whether the EOG glasses could accurately capture and interpret these nuances in eye movement, that is?
Yes, that was a primary objective of their research. They sought to determine if the EOG glasses, in conjunction with an accelerometer, could effectively discern these often subtle differences in eye movement patterns.
Using the accelerometer data along with the EOG data, that seems, logical. I mean, head movement can offer additional cues about a person's current activity.
Precisely. Think about the act of speaking. Someone engaged in conversation, they might exhibit more dynamic head movements than someone, say, who's engrossed in reading. By combining the EOG and accelerometer data, the researchers aim to create a more, a more comprehensive and robust activity recognition system. And they use this data to train a classification algorithm. So essentially, this algorithm learns to correlate specific patterns of eye and head movement with their corresponding activities.
So the algorithm is being trained to decode the intricacies of our, eye and head movements, much like one might decipher a complex code.
That's an apt comparison. The ultimate goal is for this code to be universally decipherable. Even when the algorithm encounters data from a new user, one it hasn't encountered before, this is what's known as user-independent classification.
And that strikes me as a significantly more challenging endeavor, given the inherent, uniqueness of each individual's eye and head movements. It's almost like expecting the algorithm to, comprehend distinct dialects within a language.
Yes, that is a significant challenge. But it's this very challenge that makes the study so compelling. The results, and they are preliminary, but still noteworthy.
Let's dive into those results then. The paper, it mentions an average accuracy of 71% when classifying activities within 6-second windows. For a system trying to essentially interpret these nuances of human behavior, that's impressive. But what's really striking is that the accuracy jumps to 100% when using a one-minute majority decision window. Can you explain what that means?
So in essence, if the algorithm analyzes a full minute of data and bases its decision on the most frequently classified activity, within that time frame, it achieves perfect accuracy in discriminating between the four activities.
That level of accuracy is remarkable. It suggests that these EOG glasses, they really have the potential to provide, well, really valuable insights into our daily routines and our behaviors, and with a very high degree of confidence. Though it's important, I think, to approach these findings with perhaps a balanced perspective.
Yes, of course. It's crucial to acknowledge that the study, it was conducted within, you know, a controlled environment,
yeah,
with limited sample size, only two participants.
A balanced perspective. What did you mean by that?
While these findings, they are encouraging, we have to remember, this research was conducted in a very controlled setting with only two participants. So these factors, they might not accurately reflect, how do I put it, the complexities and variations we observe in real-world scenarios.
It's kind of like testing a self-driving vehicle on a closed track versus navigating, you know, rush hour traffic in a busy city.
Exactly. More extensive research is needed, encompassing a larger and more diverse participant pool to really validate these findings. We need to see how these EOG glasses perform in, well, more intricate real-world environments.
So while we shouldn't, I suppose, prematurely crown this technology as, you know, the ultimate activity tracker, the potential is certainly there. But let's maybe shift our focus a bit to the broader implications. What are some of the potential applications of this technology? Beyond basic activity recognition, the paper, it briefly touches on healthcare, education, and human-computer interaction.
In healthcare, we could see these glasses being used to monitor eating habits. This would be particularly helpful for individuals managing, say, obesity, or those struggling with eating disorders. Another potential application, aiding the visually impaired, providing auditory cues based on their eye movements and surroundings. And, you know, we could even explore their use in detecting drowsiness, for example, in individuals operating vehicles or those in high-risk occupations as a means of accident prevention.
These are all very compelling possibilities. What about education? These glasses, I feel like they could be really transformative tools for understanding how students learn.
Imagine educators being able to identify students who are having trouble focusing or struggling with reading comprehension just by analyzing their eye movements. This could allow for more, well, individualized interventions and support, and ultimately lead to better learning outcomes for a wider range of students.
It's almost like gaining a window into the workings of the mind, revealing hidden patterns and insights that were once, well, inaccessible.
And let's not forget the potential impact on human-computer interaction. Imagine interacting with your computer or other devices using just your eyes. This technology could pave the way for more intuitive and accessible interfaces for everyone.
A world where we're no longer limited by keyboards and screens, where our gaze becomes a powerful tool for interacting with technology. It's a very compelling thought. It seems elements of science fiction are steadily becoming our reality.
That's a really key takeaway from this research. It challenges our perceptions of what's achievable with technology. It's blurring the lines between science fiction and, well, the world we live in. This study, it exemplifies a broader trend of what's being called the quantified self, where technology is giving us these unprecedented abilities to collect and analyze data about ourselves in incredible detail.
This idea of the quantified self, it's fascinating. But it also raises some important questions. What are the implications of living in a world where, you know, our every blink, every glance, every gaze is tracked and analyzed? What ethical considerations do we need to address? What are the benefits and what are the risks that we should be aware of? These are not easy questions to answer.
And those are precisely the questions we need to be asking ourselves. As this technology, as it continues to develop, it's a conversation that needs to involve everyone.
And to our listeners, we leave you with this. What potential do you see in activity tracking eyewear? What concerns do you have? How do you think widespread adoption would impact your life, your privacy, and even your perception of yourself and others? We encourage you to learn more about this field. Think about its implications. Because as we've seen today, the future of technology, it's moving fast, and increasingly it's looking back at us